We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my mans was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash. The Cowboys, trash. The Bengals, trash. The Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome you guys back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody had a great weekend this past weekend. I definitely did a lot more than I planned to, but I had a ball. Celebrating, one of my best friend's birthday. Had a good time. Was able to find a spot to go chill at. While everybody tried to get everything back to normal. You know, it just felt good to have a night out on the town. You know, we did it safely. You know. Tried to keep our mask on as much as possible, but, a lot of drinking and stuff going on. But we had a good time, also celebrated my goddaughter's birthday. So went to that party, caught up with some friends at a barbecue at my boy crib. So that was also nice. So, you know, got to kick in with my little brother. It was nice. It was just a weekend to catch up with people, just to get back out in the real world, you know. Pretty much, you know, nowadays I feel like you only travel to work or to go over a family member's house. So it felt good to have a night out on the town. Definitely realized, though, I am not the same that I used to be. Can't kick it the same way because, man, I was tired. I spent all yesterday pretty much sleeping and catching up on rest, knowing that I got a busy week ahead. I definitely felt it was Monday today, you know. Got to have a little small talk with y'all, man. Got a couple friends' birthdays coming up. Shout out to them. My boy got his baby shower this weekend. Big shout out to him as he gets ready to welcome him, you know, his first kid into the world. Definitely happy for him. And just happy for everybody, all my friends that's accomplishing things, you know, whether, you know, personally, you know, advancing their family, or increasing their family, their advancements in their careers, people starting their own businesses, you know, about to start working out with my boy, who's a personal trainer, man, got to get myself into shape. You know, I was getting into the habit of going into the gym and then boom, COVID hit. So, you know, got to get my mind back prepared for that. Because if you want something, you're going to work for it. So, you know, I definitely want to get myself in a better shape, you know. Have that beach bod, as people would like to say. But, definitely here to support my family, my friends, you know, everybody who's out here winning and doing something positive with their lives, man. Salute to all y'all. Salute to y'all who keep coming back to watch the show, man. I appreciate for the loyal listeners I do have. You know, remember, man, tell your friends about me, man. We here to, you know, have some good sports talk. Saw a great college game over the weekend. We're going to be talking about that a little later in the show as well. Exciting. Who saw that coming? You know, WrestleMania is coming up this weekend, which we'll also get into later in the segment. But I know what you guys came here for, man. You guys came here for the hottest sports conversation in the nation. You came here to get Rob's Two Cents. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And we got to go to this conversation. Talking about a team who has surprised me, a team in the NBA who continues to win in spite of, you know, a lot of people said, you know, hey, you know, they won't keep this momentum up. They'll eventually, you know, come back down to reality. But that has not been the case because the Utah Jazz might be the real deal. Come talk with me, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into this, because the Utah Jazz continues to not only dominate the Western Conference, but they're also dominating the league because they are currently the best team in the league with a record of 38-11. They are on a 9-game winning streak. Wow. And they are looking like the most complete team in the league. They are playing well on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They're ranked third in points per game, averaging 117.2 points. First in rebounds per game, bringing in 48.2 rebounds. And then fourth in opponents' points per game, only allowing teams to score 107.1 points. So they're not just focused on offense or not just focused on defense. The Utah Jazz are a well-rounded team. The Jazz are the only team in the NBA to be ranked in top five in both offensive and defensive efficiency ratings. They are being led by the boy, Spider, Donovan Mitchell, and they are playing excellent team ball. Now, granted, on this winning streak, the teams that they are playing are on the low end of their respective conferences, meaning they're on the low end on the total poll. So they're beating teams that are in 8th place, 10th place, 11th place, second to the bottom. However, as I always say, a team that's looking to call themselves a champion are going to win the games that they're supposed to win. And that's exactly what Utah are doing. They're winning the games that on paper they're supposed to win. Let's go. Let's look at their last couple of games, man. We're going to tell you exactly what's going on with Utah. On March 28th, the Jazz will defeat the Memphis Grizzlies in a blowout win, winning 126-110. The Jazz will have them down by 20 in the first quarter. The Grizzlies were just never able to recover from that first quarter onslaught by the Jazz. Spider will lead all scorers with 35 points, as he shot 12 of 17 from the field, 5 of 7 from the three-point line, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, but he had 6 turnovers. But when you have the ball in his hand, in your hands as much as Spider do, turnovers are bound to happen. It's a part of the game. Jordan Clarkson, a guy who I have nicknamed I.O., meaning instant offense, came in off the bench, bringing in 28.6 rebounds and 4 assists. And then my boy Rudy Gobert, 16 points, 14 rebounds, including 5 offensive rebounds and 2 blocks, definitely holding down the paint. Then the Jazz will also defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then defeat the Grizzlies again. However, it was against my Bulls where the Jazz will win 113-106. And this will be a milestone victory for the Jazz, as this will be their 21st straight home victory, which is a franchise record. The Jazz won the first 3 quarters, but the Bulls will make it a game in the 4th. But the damage had already been done. Donovan Mitchell once again will lead all scorers with 26 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. Rudy Gobert doing his thing in the paint, 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Then the Jazz will not only destroy the Orlando Magic, winning 137-91, but they will set an NBA record for the most 3-pointers made in a half by hitting 18 threes in the first half of this game. Donovan Mitchell will go crazy. He scored 22 points, shooting 8 of 11 from the field and 6 of 7 from the 3-point line, 4 assists, 3 steals, and this time, no turnovers. The Jazz are on the roll right now, and Donovan Mitchell has quietly thrown his name into the MVP conversation, averaging almost 30 points while shooting 43% from distance since the All-Star game. So in the time that I like to call winning time, Donovan Mitchell has gotten his act together, and he is making sure that the Jazz are a team to be dealt with in the NBA. They are a complete team, as they're clicking at the right time as the playoffs are approaching. If they are able to hold on to not only the top spot in the West, but the top spot in the league, they're going to pose a problem for the league. Because, as I just mentioned, they're going to, if being in that top spot means you're going to get home court advantage. And after they just defeated the Magic, that means that they won 22 straight games at home. That's not a team that you want. You don't want to visit Salt Lake City right now. You do not want to go to Utah at the moment. Utah might be the real deal. And Donovan said last year, after, you know, Denver defeated the Utah Jazz after Utah had them beat 3-1, Donovan Mitchell took that personally, okay? I know we hear that saying a lot, but he really did. He actually stated that he put all the blame on himself. And after he got that big payday this summer – He was looking to rectify the wrong that was created last year in the bubble. You know, you have a team beat 3-1. It's very rare that you see a team come back down from that. However, the Utah Jazz definitely gave up that lead to the Denver Nuggets, and Donovan Mitchell is looking to correct that wrong, and he is playing like he is on a mission. Spider might be quietly your MVP of the league. However, Nikola Jokic might have something to say about that, because what Denver did was they bought in a breath of fresh air. And now they're on that 5-game winning streak. Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets have righted their wrong from the first half of the season, as they now sit in fourth place in the Western Conference, as they are a half a game above the injury-riddled Lakers. You know, the Lakers have just had their problems. I think they say LeBron might be out for an extra couple of weeks. You don't know when AD is going to come back. Andre Drummond, you know, loses his toenail. He's out for a couple of games. So the Lakers right now are just gasping for breath as they await for their starters to get back. But Joker, however, has been playing at an MVP level. And remember that breath of fresh air I was talking about? That's the newly addition of Aaron Gordon, as he has just been a beast for this Nuggets team. As a team right now, they're fourth in points per game, averaging 115.3 points, third in assists per game, averaging 27 assists, and ninth in opponents' points per game, only allowing teams to score 110 points. The Joker is leading the charge, almost averaging a triple-double at 26.3 points per game, 8.6 assists per game, and 11 rebounds. Now, especially with the injuries to LeBron James, James Harden, and Joel Embiid, the Joker is looking to start to have a clear-cut path to becoming the league's regular season MVP. Let's look at the last three games for the Nuggets and just show you how much this team has been balling out since my boy AG got there. First up was the Philadelphia 76ers, but in this game, they were still without the big fella Joel Embiid due to injury. The Nuggets would beat the 76ers 104-95 after jumping out to a 25-point lead in the first half. We know the 76ers started out that game very, very slow, and it costed them the victory. Jamal Murray would catch the Holy Ghost as he scored 30 points while shooting 50% from the field and 45.5% from distance. He will also have 4 assists, 6 rebounds with 3 steals. And then Michael Porter Jr. would chip in with 27 points, 4 assists, 12 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. The Joker would then bring in 21 points, 5 assists, and 10 rebounds. Then Denver would go to L.A. and hand the Clippers a L, as they would lead the entire game, winning 101-94. The Joker didn't have a great shooting game this game, only having 14 points while shooting 6 of 16 from the field. But he did shoot 2 or 3 from distance and brought in 7 rebounds, 7 assists with 1 block. Jamal Murray will once again have a great game scoring, as he went for 23 points, shooting 50% from both the field and from distance, while also grabbing 8 boards. This is your point guard, ladies and gentlemen. And then Aaron Gordon, being the man that he is, being the man child that he is, Aaron Gordon would score 14 points and fill up the stat sheet, grabbing 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals with 2 blocks. Want to talk about bringing the defense? Then they would defeat the Orlando Magic 119-109 after trailing by 18 points in the first half. Aaron Gordon would go bonkers against his former team as he scored 24 points while shooting 10 of 13 from the field, also contributing with 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. Jamal Murray, he got a little cold from his shooting night as he shot 7 of 18 from the field and 3 of 9 from distance, but he still had 22 points. He will also have 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, contributing on others in other ways in the game. Then Michael Porter Jr. will score 20 points off of 8 of 14 shooting, along with 12 rebounds. And in these 12 rebounds, that's including 7 offensive boards with 1 block. That boy Michael Porter Jr. looking like he the real deal. And then the Joker will round out the new big four with 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 16 assists with 1 steal. This is your center playing like a point guard. Now, I keep telling people, man, that the Denver Nuggets, they, you know, they scared me at first because at the beginning of the season, I didn't see Denver doing this. You know, I'm just going to be real with you. At the beginning of the season, they were very wishy-washy. They were very up and down. They were in the lower parts of the standings at one point in time, even out of the playoffs. And now we look at them, they're sitting in fourth place in the West. So they're coming, and they're coming fast. Pause that. And they look to once again make some noise in this playoffs. You know, now let's not forget, this team was in the Western Conference Finals last year. They made it almost to the big game. You know, they will eventually lose to the Lakers, but they're definitely a better team than last year since adding Aaron Gordon during the trade deadline. And then they welcome back my boy Monte Morris from injury as well. So, you know, you have to think about, you know, with putting the Aaron Gordon there, you're not relying so much on a Paul Millsap, who just can't play the way that he used to play. However, he still makes his contributions to the team in other ways. But now what you do is you have a more athletic power forward, because you can put Aaron Gordon in at the 3 or 4. He's just that big. And now, as I mentioned in one of my previous shows, you have a player that could contend with your LeBron James of the world. You have a player that could contend with your Kawhi Leonard's, that could contend with your Carmelo Anthony's. Somebody down there that's going to get big. He's not going to be able to stop him, because you just cannot stop a great player. However, you're going to have a guy that's able to slow them down, somebody that's going to be able to make their presence felt, whether it's down on the perimeter, up on the perimeter, or down in the post. I mean, Aaron Gordon, man, I'm just looking at some of the putback layups he's getting, you know, grabbing offensive rebounds, dunking the ball all over the place. You know, he does wear the number 50 because he is a former slam dunk. Well, he should have been a former slam dunk champion, but, you know, he got cheated. That was a 50 all day, you know, so I don't blame him for being petty with his jersey number. But you got to remember, man, Aaron Gordon is definitely playing like he has a chip on his shoulder. He is definitely happy to be playing with a team that has championship aspirations and are real contenders in the Western Conference, man. You cannot overlook the Denver Nuggets, and the Nuggets are definitely a dangerous team, and they should be taken seriously. Now, as for the Eastern Conference, Joel Embiid is back with the 76ers. The Brooklyn Nets still patiently wait for James Harden and Kevin Durant to return to their lineups. But right now, the hottest team in the East, ironically, is a team named the Miami Heat. The Heat are on a 4-game winning streak, and they continue to be one of the better defensive teams in the league. They are third in opponents' points per game, only allowing teams to score 107.1 points. They also hope their newest acquisition, being Victor Oladipo, can help them in the scoring department, as the Heat are ranked 26th. And scoring, only scoring 106.4 points per game. That's the Heat's problem. They can't score on you, but they won't let you score on them. They sit in fifth place right now in the Eastern Conference, and they have been an up and down team this season as well. I mean, we looked at one point, they got all the way up to 4. Then I looked last week, they had moved back down to 8, and now they're sitting back in fifth place. The Heat just needs a little bit more consistency in their play, but they've had players in and out of the lineup. You know, Jimmy's been there, but, you know, he's still dealing with his, sideline injuries. We've seen Goran Dragic in and out of the lineup. So, you know, the Heat hasn't had a consistent, you know, play with their team, with their full team. Now, the Heat, they're going to certainly be a tough outing for any team, because you got to remember, now they have Jimmy Butler, they got Trevor Ariza, who they just bought in, they got Andre Iguodala, and they got Bam Adebayo. They lead the charge defensively for these teams. I mean, I just look at the game that they played against the Warriors, and man, let me tell you, Iggy and Jimmy and Trevor would not let Steph get open. I mean, the way that they can trap players on the wing or trap them up top. I mean, they have some defenders for you over there in Miami, you know, and Bam, you know, he plays bigger than what he is, man. Bam is a threat down low. And he was definitely missed last year in the finals. I believe that's why the Lakers were able to get off to that great start. And not saying that the Lakers wasn't going to win the championship against the Miami Heat. They were clearly a better team. But had Miami not lost Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo in the first two games, who knows where that series could have ended up at. But yeah, they definitely have a great defensive team. Now, they're going to have tough times going up against teams like the Nets or the 76ers because of their lack of scoring. So hopefully I'm pretty sure that they're trying to let Victor Oladipo get as much rest as he can. We know what Victor can do. Victor has the potential to be a 20-point scorer every night. Victor has that type of talent. But we don't know where these injuries have left him, man. And, no offense to him, question if his heart is still in the game, man. Victor is a much more competitive person than what I've been seeing lately. And I'm hoping right now he's just trying to get himself healthy where he can get back into attack mode, because that's exactly why the Heat bought him over there. Now, they're gonna definitely need all the scoring they can, because we know Brooklyn can score in bunches. And when the 76ers have Joel Embiid out there, that just opens the door for everybody, not to mention the outstanding play that we've seen from Tobias Harris as of late. However, the Miami Heat is a team that made it to the NBA Finals last year. And with the additions like Victor Oladipo and Trevor Ariza, and even my boy B. Arizona, who now stretches the floor for you, especially since you had to let Kelly Olynyk go. Kelly Olynyk now is over there with him and Avery Bradley with the Rockets. So now you definitely missing a player like Kelly Olynyk, but then you bring in a B. Arizona from the Sacramento Kings, and man, you're starting to see that, he can stretch the floor as well. They only got better. The Heat did get better with these additions. You can't sleep on the Heat yet, because there is such a thing as playoff Jimmy. Playoff Jimmy is real. And playoff Jimmy get buckets. Jimmy G buckets, the G stand for get. Shout out to my boy Stacey King. And also, just to give one player a nice highlight, my boy Lonzo Ball led the Pelicans to defeat the Houston Rockets 122 to 115. Man, let me tell y'all what my boy Lonzo did. Lonzo had 27 points as he shot 8 of 15 from distance. Now, he was 8 of 18 throughout the game, so the only shots he hit was three-pointers. But you know him, he's also a distributor of the basketball. He brought in 9 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, and that was a great win for the New Orleans Pelicans. Granted, it was against a Rockets team, but as I always say, you're supposed to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. You have to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat on paper, okay? And Houston, we know their story. John Wall is hurt right now. He has some fluid in that knee. He's been sitting out, and you just welcome back a Christian Wood. So, Houston is a team that you should be embarrassed if you go in there and let them get a W on you. And Lonzo was able to lead the Pelicans to victory. Now, I talking with a friend of mine at work, and he brought up an interesting theory, and I'm going to look a little bit more into that. Should the Pelicans be looking to trade Brandon Ingram? How valuable is BI to this team? Something we might be discussing on next show. Got a couple quick hitters for you before we let you go. Of course, we have to talk about the nail biter that happened in college sports as Gonzaga and UCLA put on a hell of a game. We saw Gonzaga defeat the UCLA Bruins 93 to 90 after a miraculous three-pointer made by Jalen Suggs at the buzzer. This was a 55-footer after Johnny Juzang of UCLA got a rebound and a putback with 3.3 seconds left on the clock. Gonzaga wouldn't call a timeout, and with just 3 dribble, Suggs would make the shot heard around the world and keep Gonzaga's undefeated streak intact. Jalen is projected to go in the top 5 of the NBA draft and definitely showed his worth with that clutch moment. In other news, Baylor destroyed the University of Houston, winning 78-59, and the stage is now set for this evening as Baylor will be going against Gonzaga for the NCAA National Championship. We're going to go over the details of that game in the next show. And on the women's side of the coin, the women's tournament has now concluded. Congratulations to Stanford as they won the tournament, defeating Arizona 54-53 in a tight game. Haley Jones had a strong game, scoring 17 points and bringing in 8 boards. Also, for the Olympic basketball, for the Olympic team, congratulations is in order for my boy Grant Hill, as he was named the new managing director for USA Basketball Operations, as Jerry Colangelo will retire after the Tokyo Olympics. We know Grant Hill has experience playing with the Olympics. I believe he was on that 96 team. Excuse me. He was on that 96 Dream Team 2. That won gold for America. Also, you know, he was on that team of college players that rumored to beat the Dream Team, that 1992 Dream Team that, you know, consisted of players like, I don't know, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, David Robinson. I mean, I can just keep talking. But he beat that team, not David Robinson, I'm sorry, but my boy Shaq. I mean, no, not even Shaq. Who was on that team? It was Karl Malone, Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley. Was that David Robinson? I'm going to have to go back and look. I should be ashamed because I definitely follow that team, having a little brain fart here. But I do know that team was consistent of killers. It's crazy. I can remember Christian Laettner being on that team. But I can't remember who the big men were for the for America. But that definitely, you know, is a big thing for Grant Hill. I think he's gonna bring a sense of credibility with the players. You know, they know his skill level. Spent 19 years in the NBA, and Grant Hill definitely would have been one of the best had it not been for injury. I mean, that boy was a monster in college, and he was a monster in his first couple of years in the NBA. You could not see Grant Hill. Definitely congratulations to him. And I know he's going to do a great job, you know, continuing the tradition that Mr. Jerry Colangelo already started with the Olympic teams. Also, WrestleMania is going to go down this weekend on Saturday and Sunday in Tampa Bay. So as you know now, WrestleMania gets held over two nights, and they got a big lineup happening, man. Like I said, they mentioned already that they're going to have some type of fans in the stands. I think 25,000 is the max they're going to go. So I'm definitely excited. Definitely will be tuning in to WrestleMania this weekend. We'll go over the lineup for you. So for the WWE Championship, we're going to see WWE Champion Bobby Lashley defend his title against Drew McIntyre. For the women's, we're going to see SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks go against Bianca Belair, who was your 2021 Royal Rumble winner. For the ladies, we're going to see Bad Bunny versus The Miz. No, you didn't hear me misquote. That's fact. Bad Bunny has been living out his dream of being a wrestler, and he's going to be going against The Miz at WrestleMania on the show of shows. Cesaro will be going against Seth Rollins. Raw Tag Team Champions The New Day will be going against AJ Styles and his bodyguard Omos for the tag team belts. And Shane McMahon, yes, Shane McMahon making his return back to the squared circle, will be going against Braun Strowman in a steel cage match. Those are all the matches that are going to be happening Saturday evening. And then on Sunday night, we're going to see Universal Champion Roman Reigns go against not only Daniel Bryan, but he's also going to be defending his title against Edge in a triple threat match. We're going to see Raw Women's Champion Asuka take on the Queen of Mean, who made her name in NXT, Rhea Ripley. We're also going to see The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, as he has made his return back to wrestling, go against the Viper, the Apex Predator, Randy Orton. We're going to also see Intercontinental Champion Big E, formerly of The New Day, go against Apollo Crews, who's now on his Wakanda act. I actually dig that. And then Kevin Owens will be reigniting his feud with Sami Zayn. That's going to be a great match. Those two always put on great matches, man. I definitely can't wait to see that. Definitely excited about WrestleMania. Hope they're able to bring us a great show. And I look forward to watching the show of shows, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. Also, a little bit of news in football. Sam Darnold was traded from the Jets today to the Carolina Panthers for three draft picks. It was for a late sixth-round pick for this year and a second and fourth-round pick in 2022. So now, you know, the Carolina Panthers will be welcoming in Sam Darnold. I'm pretty sure that the QB position will be up for grabs as they still have Teddy Bridgewater as well. And as far as for the New York Jets, they look to pretty much get themselves in position to draft a quarterback in this year's NFL draft. Last but not least, Carlton Davis of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's a cornerback for them. Is in a heap of trouble after he tweeted an anti-Asian slur on Sunday evening. I don't want to repeat what the word was because, of course, we don't want to spread hate on this show. We only want to spread love. But according to him, and I do truly believe him, but even at the same instance, you have to watch what you say, especially when you're in a position that they are in, being a star athlete and being the fact that you have millions of people following you, you have to watch what you say. And he used a word that he stated in his hood, neighborhood, in his hood where he grew up at. The term is used to describe somebody who's lame, you know, a goofy, a Buford, you know. And he didn't realize that that word was used as hate language towards the Asian community. Now, remember, this is the same word, if you guys go look up what he said, that Senator John McCain got in trouble for back in 2000 when he was running for president. This is a word he used to describe his captors when he fought in the U.S. military. I believe he was in the Navy. And he didn't apologize for using that word. He said, hey, I will always look at these people as this word. And, you know, he said, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, you know, this is just a lesson to everybody. You know, we know KD and the trouble he got into going back and forth with Michael Rappaport and Rappaport releasing the tweets that the DMs that KD was sending him. KD got fined $50,000 by the NBA, which is the max that a player can be fined due to the CBA rules and the player, you know, the players union. That's what they came up with. You got to be careful about what you say. We saw Myles Leonard just get in trouble for this. And we see a lot of celebrities, you know, get in trouble for, you know, being ignorant. And, you know, when I say ignorant, I'm not saying it as a way of talking about you. But, you know, the dictionary states ignorance is somebody who's not aware, you know, of what's going on. And, you know, he was ignorant when he came to that word. You know, he didn't realize that that word was used in a different connotation and for different situations. And, you know, hey, you know, it's a lot of things that we probably haven't been exposed to in our communities. I'm gonna just be real with y'all, man. A lot of people, you know, where I grew up from, they don't see people from the other race, you know, unless you're going to school or something. But, you know, to hang out with them, to be in that community, to know what to say, what not to say. Hey, you got to do your research, especially when you're sending out a tweet. Hey, you got to do your research because I don't care how fast you can delete that tweet. When that tweet hits that platform, somebody's already screenshotted it. And, you know, they just waiting to just snitch on somebody and get somebody in trouble. So, you know. Hey, I appreciate Carlton Davis for, taking responsibility and apologizing for his actions. And I'm pretty sure this will be a lesson learned for him. So, you know, I hope hopefully, you know, we can move on past this and, you know, just continue to, you know, try to spread love. I know the Asian community has been going through a lot right now. I'm actually friends with a couple of Asians. So, you know. I just hope that everybody's able to get along, you know. You know, I don't know why this world is filled with so much hate, but that's a different conversation for a different day. And that's the end of my show, ladies and gentlemen, man. This has been a great show. I definitely want to get back into the swing of things. As you guys know, I did a live show this past Friday, which I had a ball, which I definitely plan on doing again. It was just fun interacting with people who I didn't even realize, you know, follow the show, or, you know, even if I was just bringing in first time listeners, we have fun, you know, but definitely want to get back into the swing of things, man. I love doing this. Rob's Two Cents, this is my baby. But man, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure you like the video, share the video, subscribe to the video. Man, make sure you hit that notification bell to get notified every time I drop a new episode. This episode will be aired Tuesday morning. Be on the lookout for it. Remember, it's going to be streaming on YouTube, iTunes, and Spotify. Also, follow your boy on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Your boy is out here. Hope you guys have a great rest of the evening. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Continue to set your goals, man. You know, I'm always preach that. Set your goals. Make sure they're achievable goals. And then go after them like you don't have anything left. Continue to grind mode. In the words of my boy Eric Thomas, once you put your investment in something, ain't no reason to stop. Ain't no reason to quit. Get something for it. Get a reward for it. Get a reward for all your hard work, for all your dedication, baby. And that's what I plan on doing with this, man. I love you guys, man. Hope you guys continue to have a great evening. Hope you have a great week. And I hope you continue to be great, baby. And you already know the slogan. We gone. There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us, but we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in, because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we go.